And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I have to wish you a happy birthday. How is it that I know that all these people have a birthday? It's because it's America's birthday. It is the 4th of July, and I am proudly doing radio on the 4th of July because I want you to understand that there is a better solution for retirement than what you're doing now. There's also a better solution for income than what you're doing now. But before I get into the real estate aspect of the show, what I want to do is I want to share with you some fun facts about Independence Day in the United States of America. We are one of the youngest nations on the face of this planet. If anything, we are an experiment in democracy. Everybody on this planet has their eyes on the United States of America because we are the only country in the entire world that thinks about things a little bit differently. Yeah, we think about things a little bit differently. We don't sit under the guidance or the tutelage or the control of a king. What I want to do is I want to instill in your mind a concept of freedom, a concept that you can do what you want, as long as it's legal, within the United States of America's borders. And here's the other interesting thing. You can own real estate. Yes, you can own real estate. Now, owning real estate is possible in other countries. It is possible in other countries. But other countries have a lot of hoops that you have to jump through in order to own the real estate. And then maybe the real estate isn't worth owning. Maybe the real estate you're looking at is in a communist country where everything is designed to benefit the leader of the country. It's not designed to benefit you and I as citizens. Yeah, so buying real estate in a communist country, that might be a dumb thing to do. But buying real estate in a free country, in a country like the United States of America, is it possible to do that? You bet your buns it's possible to buy real estate in the United States of America. There's only one caveat in order to own real estate in the United States of America. You want to know what it is? You have to be 18. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the rules are regarding that. I'm not sure 100% on what the laws are regarding that, but I do know this for a fact. You have to be 18 years of age in order to legally own real estate in the United States of America. Now, here's what I find very interesting. I am a part of a community of like-minded individuals. The community I'm talking about is the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It is a community of well-seasoned, well-informed, well-intentioned members who are changing their life by investing in real estate, and they're using something called passive income that comes from correctly investing in real estate assets to get themselves retired. I'm hanging out with these types of people. And if you didn't catch any of my shows from last week, or you didn't catch any of my shows from earlier this week, I have been talking about all the fabulous people that I've flat out had the opportunity to hang out and party with them and learn from them and share my wisdom with them. And more importantly, I have had the ability as a Lifestyles Unlimited community member to watch people flourish. I have watched people grow as real estate investors. So what does this have to do with the United States of America? Well, back in 1776, on July 4th, the United States of America officially became a nation. We officially became new. We became the newest country on the world stage. And we had some work to do. We definitely had some work to do. But here's the thing. We didn't regain anything. We gained our freedom from the British Crown. We fought a revolutionary war. Many people died in that war supporting our desire to become independent from Great Britain. and we got it done. And ever since then, the United States of America has been paving the way for the world. Here's the way I compare it to the real estate context. You are a brand new real estate investor. You are looking for your very first asset. You're looking for that first piece of property that's going to go in your portfolio, that's going to pay you passive income. You're going to earn cash flow from that asset. You're going to get equity capture. You're going to get principal pay down. You're going to get natural appreciation. You're going to get all the tax benefits of owning the property. And you're looking for that very, very first property. And you find it. You find that very first property. So what do? You eventually go under contract. You go under contract for that very first property because you're looking to buy that property from somebody who's looking to sell it to you. Now, it's kind of a stretch to relate that to the signing of the Declaration of Independence, but I truly think that when you make that decision to buy that very first property, you have made a declaration. You have made a decision that you're not going to do things the way you used to do them. You're going to do things in a different manner. You're going to look to retirement in a different form. You're going to understand that what you're doing for retirement, what you're doing for investing, what you're doing for a lot of things, it's not working. Because what you're doing is you're following the herd mentality, and the herd mentality is not going to get you to the finish line. I know this to be very true because I know many, many Lifestyles Unlimited members, and I know their backstories. I mean, have you ever noticed that I interview people at least once a week on this radio show? Have you ever noticed that? And what's the big takeaway? All of these people, the one common theme that all of these people have is that they realized that what they were doing for retirement wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to play out. And what they didn't want to do was get so far into the future where they had to go with that plan and fail at that plan. They were afraid of that plan. So how did they change? What did they do? Well, what they did was they found a different way. They found a different modality of investing. They found a different modality of preparing for retirement. They found a modality that could get them retired in 5 years or less. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about all the members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Every one of them discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. And Lifestyles Unlimited is designed, it is uniquely designed to help you understand that you can get to retirement in the next 5 years. Now, some of you, you can get it done sooner. You can actually get it done sooner. You have the amount of resources necessary that all you need to do is repurpose those resources, and you could be on the road to retirement like tomorrow. And more importantly, not only would you be on the road to retirement, you wouldn't even need the whole 5 years. Now, some of you, I've got to caution you. Some of you are going to need a little more time. Some of you might need 6 years. Some of you might need 7 years. Why is that? Why is it that some of you might need a little more time, whereas others don't need as much time? It all boils down to the amount of resources that you have, and it boils down to the amount of income that you're trying to replace. That's really what it boils down to. So when you compare that to what we were trying to accomplish in the United States of America, we were trying to free ourselves from the tyranny of a mad king. Yeah, King George, he was a little on the crazy side. And we were trying to establish ourselves as a nation way across the Atlantic waters as an independent nation free of the British crown. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right. What other fun facts can I share with you? What other fun facts? Okay, well, here's a fun fact for you. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I just counted my fingers, and there's the fun fact. I'm one of those guys that has a little bit of history liking to shoot off those fireworks. So why am I counting my fingers? Because I've got all 10 of my fingers. I still have all 10 of my fingers. Yeah. Now, some people, unfortunately, today are going to put themselves in a situation where they're going to do something very unsafe, very unsane, and very stupid, and they could wind up losing some of those fingers. So the parting gift that I have for you, the one thing that I want to share with you, is that I have all 10 of my fingers because I approach fireworks in a safe and sane way. I do like it when they shoot up in the air. I do like it when they go kaboom. I do like it when they make those starburst displays in the sky. I really like, especially with all the different colors. I really like all the different colors. I mean, that's, and then like in the finale when they shoot off a whole bunch at the same time, I really like that too. But here's the fun fact for you. The tradition of fireworks dates back to the first anniversary in 1777. Yeah, that's the first time we started shooting fireworks off to announce the anniversary of this country was in 1777. And fireworks, along with bonfires and cannons, yeah, you heard me correctly, cannons, were used to mark the day. In today's America, most households don't have cannons, right? I mean, we're allowed to bear arms, and I guess cannons could be part of that arsenal of arms, but we don't necessarily have cannons in our household. Although my son, he does actually have a working cannon. He actually has a working cannon. Now it's really tiny. It's about 3 inches long, but it actually works. But at the end of the day, we're not going to shoot off cannons to mark the birthday of our country, but we are going to shoot off a whole bunch of fireworks, and I hope you have a great time if you do that, doing that. We come back from the break. More on the 4th of July and more on real estate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you the roadmap to retiring in 5 years or less through real estate investing. And you experience the reward of best product, best price, best people, and the difference it makes in your life and the life of others.
Whenever you have, you know, residents coming in and thanking you for, you know, taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today. Join Lifestyles Unlimited now for $297. That's 60% off the regular price of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 for 60% off the regular price of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I got to wish you a happy, happy birthday. It is America's birthday. It is July 4th. There is an entire nation that is taking the day off. Now I know there are people still working. There are people in harm's way in the United States military. There are people that are doing the day-to-day business of the commerce of this country that are rolling trucks up and down the highways. There are people that are showing up to their jobs so that if you decide to go shopping, there's going to be somebody there to service you. But for the most part, the majority of Americans are taking the day off. The majority of Americans are going to kick back and relax. The majority of Americans are going to do something called barbecue. Yeah, the majority, I'm going to do some barbecuing today. I actually am. Now, let me explain to you what I've got going on. Mrs. Gordon is working on a brisket. She's going to make a brisket. She hasn't disclosed to me how she's going to make the brisket. She hasn't decided whether or not she's going to smoke the brisket or whether she's going to barbecue the brisket or where she's going to oven bake the brisket. I'm not 100% sure what she's doing, but it doesn't matter because that's what Mrs. Gordon's doing. She's in charge of the brisket for 4th of July. Me? I'm in charge of the baby back ribs. Yeah, I'm going to make baby back ribs. I'm going to smoke. See, I already know what I'm doing for my ribs today. I'm going to smoke the ribs. They have been marinating for the last 24 hours. They are going to be the most succulent, fall off the bone ribs you have ever had. And I will tell you this, we're going to love them. We're absolutely going to love them. So why do I bring this up? Well, on Independence Day, As one of the most popular holidays for barbecues and picnics, it's estimated that Americans will consume, now get this, 150 million hot dogs on July 4th. 150 million hot dogs will be consumed today. Now, I don't have hot dogs on my menu. I already told you the menu. We've got brisket. We've got baby back ribs. That's pretty much what we're doing. Yeah, we're going to have other stuff, too. We're going to have salad. And we're going to have beans and stuff like that. But the primary menu items are the brisket and the baby back ribs, and they're going to be absolutely delicious. So I'm wondering, who are all these people that are going to be making all these hot dogs? Who are all these people that are going to be eating all these hot dogs? I think the majority of them are kids. When I was a kid, I loved hot dogs. I still love hot dogs from time to time. I know they're really not good for you. At least that's what I've heard. They're, you know, we get into a whole conversation on the health effects of hot dogs. But a fun fact for this segment is that 150 million hot dogs are going to be eaten. So what does consuming 150 million hot dogs have to do with real estate investing and retiring yourself in the next 5 years? Nothing. I just thought it was a fun fact. I just wanted to share that fact with you. I mean, you think about it. 150 million hot dogs. Now, when you go to the store and you buy a pack of hot dogs, how many hot dogs are in there? Well, depending on the pack, right? They have a 5-pack. There's like an 8-pack. There's a 10-pack. You can buy the value pack, right? But how many packs would you have to buy in order to make and consume 150 million hot dogs? A lot. Okay, so this gets me thinking about real estate, because when I'm thinking about 150 million hot dogs, I'm thinking about $150 million. I'm translating. I'm making that jump. Can you make that jump with me? Let's make that jump. Let's make that transition together. 150 million hot dogs compared to $150 million. Which would you rather have? Well, $150 million, of course. So how do you get to $150 million? You start with one piece of real estate. You like the way I tied that in there? You like, Rick's in the background. He's in the studio. He's laughing his butt off right now because he has no idea how I made that transition. But at the end of the day, wouldn't you like to have $150 million in your bank accounts? You do, don't you? Now, I'm the first to tell you that you won't get there overnight. It's not going to happen on your first real estate transaction. I mean, in order for you to make $150 million in your first real estate transaction, you probably have to start with like $150 million. Now, how many people have $150 million laying around? Not very many, right? Now, there are people in this country that have $150 million laying around, but they didn't start there, did they? They didn't start there. Just like the hot dogs. You can't get to 150 million hot dogs without starting with hot dog number one, right? Okay, so you've got to start with dollar number one. You've got to start with the first real estate asset. When you buy a real estate asset and you buy it correctly and you do it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, that asset is going to pay you cash flow. You're going to get equity capture. You're going to get principal pay down. You're going to get natural appreciation. You're going to get the tax advantages of investing in a real estate asset. And what you're going to find is that one asset, that very first asset, is going to start paying you a sum of money every month. It's going to come in every month. And you're going to like it. You're going to like it. And here's the other thing that's going on. Because you've captured equity in the asset, You've added dollars to the dollars that you've actually put into the deal. That's kind of how equity capture works. Equity capture is a concept where you buy an asset at wholesale pricing, you fix it up and repair it while still maintaining wholesale pricing, and then you refinance that asset while still maintaining wholesale pricing, except you refinance it against a retail price. And the difference between that wholesale price and that retail price, that's the additional equity that you capture in the deal. Those are additional dollars that go on your balance sheet. It's pretty cool stuff, right? Yeah. And here's the other thing. As you own that asset, as you pay the mortgage every month, you're going to pay down the mortgage that you owe. In other words, the amount that you owe every month is going to be a little bit less than it was the month before. And you're going to get the benefit of natural appreciation. The fact that the property is going up in value. It is increasing in value. It's slow. It's hard to measure. But if you do try to measure it, what you'll probably find is that it's going up at a value of around 3 to 3.5% per year. Real estate investing, when done correctly, will help you change the trajectory of your life. It will help you stop doing what you're currently doing for retirement, and it will put you on a fast track. You heard me correctly, a fast track to retirement in the next 5 years. So let's do a little bit of math. Let's say you're 30 years of age and you're hearing my statement. How old would you be if you became a Lifestyles Unlimited member today and retired yourself in 5 years? You'd be 35 years of age, correct? Correct. Okay. How old does the government say you should be when you retire? Well, the current platform says 67 years of age. Let's do another math problem. Let's say you're 40 years of age, and let's say you decide to join Lifestyles Unlimited today and become a member, and you get yourself retired in the next 5 years. How old would you be when you retire yourself? And the short answer is 45. Am I making my point? The point that I'm making is that all of this starts with you making a decision that what you're doing now for retirement, it's either working or it's not. And if it's not working, then you are in a perfect place in your life to make a change. Just like the United States of America, before it was the United States of America, when it was the 13 original colonies, made a decision to make a change, to change away from the government of Great Britain into its own governmental system, its own set of laws, its own set of rights, its own constitution. Yeah, we're the United States of America and we have a constitution. How many other countries have a constitution? Now, there are a couple that actually have something similar to a constitution, but none of them have our constitution. Our constitution was written specifically to assist us as United States citizens operating on the world stage. Now, you want to know what else is cool? The roadmap that our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, put together 35 years ago, that's kind of like the Lifestyles Unlimited Constitution. It is. It's kind of like the Constitution because what it does is it puts into motion a series of events that changes what you're doing now for retirement and transitions it to putting your money to work for you in assets that are different than the assets you currently have them in. And more importantly, it is a radical change from what you are doing now. It is a change that will make a difference for your future. Does that make sense to you? I know that makes sense to you. So how do you do this? How do you do it? I mean, do you just arbitrarily decide that I'm going to be a real estate investor and then go and get education? That's kind of how it works. It's as simple as that. You just have to make a decision that you're just not going to do what you're doing anymore. It's as simple as that. And here, I'll sweeten the pot for you. I will sweeten the pot for you. Del Walmsley is offering a special to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He is. And I think it's a great special. What he's offering you is 60% off the normal retail price of $740 to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, and it's as simple as this. For $297, you can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You can go through the Financial Freedom Seminar, the 16 hours that all of us go through so that you can learn what you don't know now. And then when you're done with the 16-hour seminar, you can start putting to work the information that you learned. And in doing so, you can get yourself on the road to real estate retirement in the next 5 years. So how do you do that? How do you spend $297, get 60% off, and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited just by listening to my voice? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to text the word radio. It's as simple as that, radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio. You're going to text it to 88007, 88007. Text radio to 88007. And what we'll allow you to do is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for the low, low price of $297. And that's a lot less than I paid when I became a member. And I'm not bitter. I mean, I guess I could be bitter, but I'm not bitter because I got my money's worth. And I know you're going to get your money's worth, too. So at the end of the day, what I think you should do on the 4th of July is I think you should text radio to 88007. And I think you ought to just become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Let's just stop talking about the what if and the what coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and let's get you in the game. Let's get you on the team. Let's get you playing for the big prize. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. Now, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, There's some things that are included in your membership. You get the 16-hour financial freedom seminar. The most important thing of your membership is getting to that training. That training is what makes the difference for you. You get access to our vendor marketplace. You get access to our member services team. So you get questions and answers on anything that we cover in the educational content. You get access to the fact that it's a family membership, one membership per family, period, end of story. You get benefits that will benefit you as you transition yourself away from what you're doing now for retirement to a place of real estate retirement. Let's get you on that road to real estate retirement. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. And let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.